Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, back to school, and I feel like a lot of parents have some free time to watch some movies and TV shows and streaming and get to the movie theater. So every Wednesday, we talk to our friend Nick Johnston. He's a TV film writer for Vinyland.com, and I think we got some good picks this week, right, Nick?
Oh, yeah, we got some great picks this week. We've got a new streaming series, we've got a streaming movie, and we've got a big theatrical release that is I happened to see last night, and it is just fabulous. But so I think we'll start small. Actually, none of them are small this week. They're all pretty big, big releases. But we'll start with the streaming series first, as we typically do, and that is with the release of the limited series and biographical sports drama Mike, which is a bio series, I guess is what you should call it, about Mike Tyson in his prime. You really do not need to know it. You know, you really don't need me to explain to you who Mike Tyson is, the heavyweight champ, one of the craziest men who has ever existed, one of the, like, the hardest punching people who's ever, you know, stepped into a boxing ring. And this series is it's interesting because it's written by and created by the Stephen Rogers, who was the fellow who wrote I, Tonya, if you remember that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And he is taking a pretty crazy look at Iron Mike's life and everything that happened as soon as he hit the boxing world like a hurricane. He's starring the show stars Trevante Rhodes. You probably know him best from Moonlight, where he played the adult version of the main character. And everything I've seen about this looks incredible. There was one previous Mike Tyson biopic that was on HBO, I believe, like 2 decades ago, starring Michael Jai White. But it's nice that he's getting the full limited series, the full prestige treatment. You know, if OJ can get it, Mike Tyson can get it. You know,
it's true. And it's funny when you said sports documentary about, and it's called Mike. I was thinking, wait, Michael Jordan, Michael Phelps, Mike Tyson. It could be any of these Mikes.
Yeah, exactly. There's apparently a problem with not enough Bobs in sports nowadays. But Mike is a name that will never ever go away.
It's true.
But yeah, and that's a limited streaming series. It's a drama. It's a narrative drama. So it's not like The Last Dance or anything like that.
And oh, okay.
You can expect it to be pretty just intense. Mike Tyson lived such a crazy, crazy life.
Yeah.
And it's currently still living a crazy, crazy life, I should say. But that hits, it's a 2-episode premiere on Hulu on Thursday, August 25th. And it'll be the rest of the 8-episode series will stream weekly on Hulu.
Nice.
All right. Coming up next, we've got our seemingly weekly Kevin Hart Netflix movie now, which is a movie called Me Time. And it pairs him up with one of New England's love him, hate him, whatever you want to say about him, Marky Mark Wahlberg. That's a combination. I feel like both of them have very similar energies.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, both of them are kind of like anxious, yelly dudes, and I feel like they pair well. They pair well enough with each other. Anyhow, Hart's the straight man. He's a busy dad, you know, wife and kids, and yada 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 yada. And his old buddy turns up to break him out of his shell and remind him, you know, exactly who he used to be and all that business. And that old buddy is played by Mark Wahlberg. So, yeah, it looks pretty silly. I mean, if you go by the poster, apparently they steal a turtle, like a big old tortoise. So, you know, it seems like a funny diversion.
Yeah, that sounds fun. And I feel like this is just going to add to both of their mountains of money.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, if you're rich enough to leave the Super Bowl at halftime, you are, you know, you're doing okay. But I'm getting some pretty good vibrations from this one, and I'm thinking that it'll be a regular old, time to gather the funky bunch around the TV when it hits Netflix on August 26th, which is Friday.
Nice.
So, yeah, and finally, the big release of the week. I saw this movie last night, and I absolutely loved it. It's a film called 3,000 Years of Longing. And I have been mispronouncing the title of this movie for about 2 weeks now, saying 3,000 Years of Solitude, which all due respect to Gabriel Garcia Marquez. But, you know, I get confused. It happens. But anyhow, 3,000 Years of Longing is the new film by George Miller, who you best know as, you know, the director of the Mad Max movies. He stormed back in, you know, in 2015 with Mad Max Fury Road and reminded everyone that he, you know, was still a relevant force in the filmmaking world and yada, yada, yada. But this is more along the lines of the stuff he did in, I'd say, films like Babe and Happy Feet and other things. Although it's not intended for children whatsoever. So it's a story about I believe it's a narrativologist, what she refers to herself as, who is played by Tilda Swinton, and in her travels in Turkey, I believe, stumbles across a tiny little glass vase and a glass bottle, I should say. And when cleaning it next to her in her hotel room, she accidentally opens it and out pops a djinn, or as we like to say, a genie. And the genie is played by Idris Elba, and he basically sits in her hotel room where they're both of them wearing very comfortable bathrobes, and he tells her the story of his life and all the years he spent on planet Earth doing wackadoodle stuff with wackadoodle people, getting cast into bottles, you know, watching empires fall, watching, you know, new ones rise, all that business. And of course, she's tasked with deciding whether or not she wants to make three wishes, because she has to make three wishes in order for things to go. And she makes a really surprising one. So if you like your movies absolutely just bug nuts crazy, I mean, you can just feel like the smelter that George Miller is putting all those Oscars he won for Fury Road into so he can make the single gold bar that is this movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a weird, weird film, but it's very heartfelt. It's very beautiful. And honestly, I highly recommend it to anybody, especially if you have a date this weekend. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
Oh, there you go. Choice.
I mean, and do not even feel intimidated by the fact that Idris Elba is on screen, because it's just such a moving and wonderful one, wonderful film that the person that you are with will still look at you with doe eyes after the film and not just wish they were watching the movie again so they could see more Idris.
Right.
So that hits theaters on Friday, August 26th. And again, I highly recommend you check it out. So, yeah.
There you go. Perfect date night. And you can watch the Mike Tyson one on your own.
Yes, exactly. You can head down to the man cave and clutch your copy of Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Right, exactly. All right, Nick. Yep. These are some great ones this week. So thank you so much. You can read Nick's stuff at Vinyland.com, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.